Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. You know, folks, there's a disturbance in the force. And we all know what that is. It's this coronavirus pandemic that we're dealing with. And we just can't do without the wisdom and the perspective of Steve Martin when we have a situation like this. Steve's been with us now for a long time. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But Steve Martin, folks, is the author of a number of books on being profitable. He is one of the leading SCORE volunteers and leaders in that whole organization in the country. He is the president of Business Solutions, The Positive Way. And he's been sharing his wisdom with us now for a long time. And we're looking forward to hearing about more of that now. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much, and thanks for your leadership during these challenging times.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Steve, and you and I are going to talk about decision making because that's one of your strong suits is helping people have improve their decision making process. And now, most decisions in small businesses are made under stress anyway, aren't they, Steve? But now, with the pandemic going on, it's a, to a degree of difficulty. You know, on a factor level. And so talk to us about making decisions under stress. What's your first best advice?
Well, Jim, you know, this has come on us like a car crash, not like the rolling pain of the Great Recession in 2008, 2009. I mean, this has happened immediately, like running into a tree, a brick wall. You're in that car, and all of a sudden, boom, the airbags have gone off, or maybe they haven't. But you've got to look at it like you're using an ER triage method, and they apply the ABCs, airway, breathing, and circulation. And that is, you've got to deal with what's going to impact you immediately. You know, if you don't have the airway, you can't breathe. If you're not breathing, you can suffocate in seconds. And if you don't have circulation, well, that can take a little bit longer. But you've got to deal with what's immediate, what is both critical and urgent.
And the only way to do all and that you've got to is, and all the things you just said contributes to this, but the only way to do it is, and I wrote this down when I was making notes about your visit today, Steve, I wrote down, don't panic. and the breathing helps you not panic, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but you know what? It's easy to say don't panic.
Yeah.
My recommendation is get it over with quickly.
Well, no, I agree. but if you panic, What I see people doing when they panic, they do the opposite of what you just said. What you said is get it over with. You meant make the decision, get it behind you. And what I see people doing is panicking and freezing up, being afraid to make a decision. Here's the other thing I wrote down. No wrong decisions. At a time like this, there are no wrong decisions. You know, you see what I mean, Steve? You make them, and if it's not right, you learn from it, and you make the next one better. What do you think?
That's exactly right. You do have to recognize and deal with your own emotions, which may have you freezing. But consider it more of a pause than a freeze. Because once you pause, then you've got to make an assessment of what's around. You know, are you breathing? Your airway open, what are you running out of? Cash, probably. Mm-hmm. Then you've got to make those decisions and assess what's critical and urgent and take care of that, make that decision.
Right.
Then as you learn more, you make a better decision. Mm-hmm. You adjust as you go forward.
When people have asked...
It's a hard process.
Go ahead, finish.
But you've got to keep it going.
Well, when people ask me about whether the government is, you know, whether the president, for example, or the administration or the governor is making the right decision, what do I think about that? The thing I point out is don't gig people if the first decision isn't as perfect as you think it should be. That's a decision that had to be made. These are not normal circumstances. This is new stuff we're dealing with. Cut people some slack, and including your employer. If you're an employee and your employer, the early decisions, we're just trying to get our feet under us. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that's absolutely right. And to criticize and to argue against people who are making the decisions in the midst of this crisis may not be the best thing. It may be counterproductive.
Yeah, I think
we've got to pull together, not pull apart.
Absolutely. Steve, I need your website, please.
It's profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. Going to take a quick break. Right back with the legendary Steve Martin. After the break, 20 Tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.